Hey, it's Will Salatan from The Bulwark, and I have great news. We, the United States, have just made a fantastic deal with Venezuela. We are going to get 65 billion barrels of their oil. And all we had to do to get that oil was to attack their country and kidnap their dictator and kill a bunch of people and install a new unelected leader. And then we cut this deal with that leader. Let me take you through this absolutely disgusting transaction and show you just how bad it is. So here is what Donald Trump posted on Friday when he announced the deal. He said it more than doubles American oil reserves. American, the oil is going to be American. It's going to be our oil. In fact, Trump said Venezuela is already sending us oil. And he wrote this, quote, "One of the things I'm going to do with the Venezuelan oil is fill up the strategic national reserves." He's talking about our national reserves. He's talking about taking Venezuela's oil and putting it in our piggy bank. And he is super excited about the money that we're going to make from all this oil. Here is what he told reporters in the Oval Office on Monday.
It's actually trillions of dollars we're talking about, trillions. And it'll come out as fast as possible.
So how exactly did we get all this oil? Well, Trump says it's a gift. Here's what he wrote on Sunday. He said it's, quote, "a gift from Venezuela to the people of the United States." That is so sweet. And why did they give us this gift? Well, apparently it's because we had leverage. Here, listen to Ben Ferguson. He's a right-wing podcaster, and he explained it all on Fox News.
I think this is a vice president and president understand this is a moment in Venezuela where you could have a lot of leverage and you could get something good, and clearly they're willing to play a game. Now, that's big.
They're willing to play along because we have leverage. And what's our leverage? Well, maybe it has something to do with this. Here, again, is the Truth Social post where Trump announced the deal. Do you notice who he credits with cutting the deal? Secretary of War Pete Hegseth. "We attacked Venezuela, and then Trump sent our Secretary of War to cut a deal with the Venezuelan government." That's a super clear message. Give us what we want or else. But Trump's apologists in the media, they swear that this really is a gift because the Venezuelan people really, really want us to have their oil. Listen to Brian Kilmeade.
"Venezuelan people are happy, and our oil companies are happy, and the American people eventually be happy."
Really? The Venezuelan people are happy about giving us all that oil at the point of a gun? Even Rachel Campos Duffy, who is a Fox News host, who actually knows what's going on in Venezuela, even she says that's not true.
"I think in Venezuela, the reviews on this are very mixed, mostly negative among them, not because they're not happy about the potential economic upsides, but they don't trust Delcy Rodriguez."
Delcy Rodriguez is the acting president that we installed to replace the previous dictator, Nicolas Maduro. And Campos Duffy is right. Venezuelans don't like Rodriguez, and they don't trust Trump. Check out the latest poll from Venezuela. That yellow bar on the right shows that more than two-thirds of Venezuelans said they were outraged that Trump is still supporting Rodriguez. And the poll also found that Trump's approval rating in Venezuela was down 70 percentage points since January. And this poll, which was taken in May, found that more than 70% of Venezuelans said Trump cares mainly about getting oil from Venezuela, not about liberating the people of Venezuela. By the way, if you don't know and you're finding this video on YouTube or through a podcast, I've got a story about this oil deal at thebulwark.com. Most of what we publish is free, but it's good stuff, so we hope you'll subscribe. Check it out. Now, there's a good reason why Venezuelans are skeptical of Trump. It's been 8 months since we attacked Venezuela. And what exactly has Trump done to help the people of that country? Here's the answer we got on Sunday from Tommy Pigott. He is the spokesman for the Trump State Department.
Just think where we were a year ago when we had this illegitimate Maduro in Venezuela, and think of where we are now. That was only possible because of President Trump.
Oh, just think of where we are now. You know where we are now? We went from Venezuela being run by an illegitimate dictator, Maduro, to Venezuela being run by Maduro's equally illegitimate vice president, Rodriguez. There were supposed to be elections after we got rid of Maduro. But now, Republicans who originally said they supported elections, now they're saying, maybe it can wait. Here is Senator Ted Cruz on Meet the Press.